K-State Nation, this is Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, K-State University. Hopping on here real quick on this Tuesday evening, March 25th, 2025. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by, giving us a listen here on this Tuesday evening. Either I'll post this out late tonight or this will go out first thing in the morning. We will get the golf. Wednesdays, usually I sit, record a little bit of podcasting, so you'll probably see that tomorrow morning. We'll get you squared away on what K-State Women's Golf is doing. But right now, K-State Women's Basketball getting prepared for the number one seed, USC Trojans. And again, you should have listened already to today's episode. Juju Watkins, torn ACL, probably the for sure, top two best players, throw Ayoka Lee in there, top five, whatever you want to call it is, but unfortunately, Juju suffered a torn ACL in the round of 32 against Mississippi State last night. Very unfortunate there. So, K-State, made preparations there, but they're going to have their hands full because, as I said there, Kiki for USC, man, she took over that game. So, K-State, hey, I wish they were on full strength, but hey, it is what it is, and we all know about not having our best player. Now I'm talking about Ayoka Lee, but I didn't want to hop on here. Saw this on K-State Women's Basketball Twitter, and was not. We already knew what Ayoka Lee is doing in Serena Sundell, right? Let's go back real quick. Yoki over 2,500 career points, right? Serena Sundell. And oh yeah, Yoki did that in the opening round of the NCAA tournament last weekend. Serena Sundell passed the assists. K-State, number one. Now, all time in assist, passing Sherry Lenning, right? But this, the other, and I nicknamed these the big three, right? Tamara Point Dexter, right? Tamara Point Dexter. hooray threes. She was raining threes, obviously, and she is the biggest reason why. One of the biggest reasons why, if not the biggest reason why K-State is in this position, right? from downtown. Hold on a second. 2,000 career points. Tamara Point Dexter achieved that. Also, the same thing when Serena Sundell achieved becoming the all-time assist leader for K-State. That's something else. That's something else right there. The three-headed monster. Yoki, right? You know what she bring to the table, right? Serena Sundell, and for sure, when we look back at this, whenever this run ends, damn, she's going to be definitely for sure, and all three of them going to be drafted in the WNBA draft for sure. I think Point Dexter could sneak up in there. Late first round, early second. Yoki for sure first round. I throw Serena in there first round too, but we can get in all that when this is all over. But the big three doing some big things, stacking numbers, stacking achievements, and of course, stacking our way to the Sweet 16. And now you're making preparations against a very, very talented USC team. Again, I said it in the recording today. Again, go back, check it out if you have not already done so. But man, this is these numbers and just adding on to the fire, right? Yoki, even with speed of unfortunate injury history, it's what if? It's what if with this team if Yoki is healthy, right? And she escapes all this. If not, I hate using the word injury prone, but again, we have to be honest here. Yeah, but hey, luckily we are very fortunate that she's out there on the floor giving her all, right? And so and remember, Ayoka Lee, right? Scored what 16 points in what 15 minutes of play against in the blowout win against Fairfield, right? So hey, any one of these ladies can go off. And Serena Sundell went off in that first half against Kentucky. And then she did not even score again until that fourth quarter. And then, of course, forced overtime through that huge shot there. And, of course, Tamara Point Dexter. This is what I'm talking about. Everybody can't focus on Lee. Because Serena Sunday doesn't go off at any point. We've seen it all year long. Saw it in the first half. We saw it against TCU in the second half. She put that team on her back, right? And Tamaya Poindexter went completely bonkers against Kentucky. That's what they needed right there. Again, you don't get that production. She was on ESPN, apparently. I need to listen to that interview there. So, and then, of course, I'm going to try to sneak in, hopefully, between the next couple of days, between now and Saturday, at least. I know Jeff Benny was on. Thank you. Carrington Harrison hosted a drive. Somebody up here need to show some K-State love. Come on, man. KU, Missouri, y'all done on the men's side. Y'all not even playing no more. I know y'all talking about Chiefs on here, out here, but damn, come on. Somebody got to give some K-State ladies love. Thank you, Carrington Harrison, for doing that. I'm going to try to maybe get that interview and record that, or not record that up. Well, yeah, record that for one, and it's transferred on to the feed, because he had Jeff Mini on yesterday, and I missed it. So, definitely, I'm gonna try to work on that tomorrow, maybe tomorrow night, somewhere in there. So, we'll see what time it brings there as well. But I just wanted to come here and the numbers, and tomorrow, and she was on with Brian Smuller recently, talking about, maybe this was a few weeks ago before the postseason started, and she talked about how she really loves K-State. Does that ring a bell? Gabby Gregory. And it came across my timeline yesterday, the sad interview, obviously, when last year, the heartbreak at home gets Colorado, the interview that I watched there. So, I mean, that was heartbreaking. I saw that on the timeline. I'm like, oh no. But Gabby's happy to see her alma mater get the Sweet 16. And she even said, give me some tickets to Spokane. So, yeah, so K-State Nation, you guys, speaking of that, you guys traveling up northeast, or I should say northeast, wrong direction, northwest, definitely want to travel contention out there, because I know USC's going to have that home court advantage over there in Spokane. USC, but they're, yeah, I mean, it's probably mainly a home game, because their USC geographically is closer, obviously, than poor K-State in the middle of the United States of America. But look, K-State again, I'll probably keep on saying this up until Saturday. Unfortunately, I'm not gonna. Hang on a second here. Speed of which, let me see something real quick. Did we get a time for that game yet? Let me see here. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer here on this Tuesday night edition. This might come out until tomorrow night, maybe? Or tomorrow, either later on tonight or tomorrow morning for sure. Hold up now. I will see this ball game. Hell yeah. So, all right. So, K-State, USC, 7 o'clock. Prime time, hell yeah! Get a seat, cook home, see this. Yeah, I'm gonna have to give me that remote, baby. I'm gonna take that remote for the night. So K-State. So I'm gonna get the roll. I was really worried about that. So me, Alex, get home from that wedding. Get back, watch the game, because I know he had wedding obligations or taking part in some type of wedding. I'm gonna get that. Speaking of which, I'm gonna get that episode bonus content on the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, GRIO number 3 EIED, possibly S Podcast over there. Me and I recorded an episode. It'll be fresh. That will be out hopefully by tomorrow morning as well. So I need to get on top of my stuff. But yes, K-State USC, 7 o'clock Saturday night. Hell yeah. So after I get home from Royals, for sure, I will make that priority number one, to watch that basketball game. That's what I'm talking about. Hell yeah. So, yeah, well, I'll be watching that. So, for sure. So, yep, that we'll be doing that. Hope you guys will be watching that as well. And Oklahoma, the other game in the Sweet 16, Oklahoma, UConn will be first. So, 4:30. And then K-State, USC. Let me go ahead and do that. Thank you, Kellis. Kellis Robinette. So, that'll be 7 o'clock, prime time. There, and it looks like should be on ESPN now that everything's whittled down to the Sweet 16 as well. So, big hoops night there as well. Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, as well. So there you go, as well. So, there you go, folks. There you go. So, I knew the time would come out. I thought for sure it would be the early game, but it's not. So, yep. So, big. So, K-State continues their preparations. Ladies, anyways, continue their preparations for USC there in the Big Three. Continuing to gobble all the numbers, all the historic features, but now on a mission to see if they can get upset USC on Saturday Night. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts found, free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record Kansas State content. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Again, thank you so much. First thing you need to do, subscribe to the Pearl Project Podcast wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. Second thing, continue to tell one K-State fan about the podcast. Let's go wrap things up on another Women's Basketball edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Again, this will come out probably after midnight or first thing in the morning, and I will get to get you guys squared away with women's golf. I know they finished up their tournament today as well. We'll get you squared away on that as well. So I'll work on those things tomorrow along with my EGD podcast. Big podcast day, of course, on a Wednesday. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode, all things K-State sports, on the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Go Cats.